baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you would drop in.
It is cold outside, and we're starting to get a little winter. We had a little reprieve here, at least where we are, in the first part of last week. We were in the mid-40s for 3 or 4 days in a row, but I think it's coming. Hopefully we'll get a little white Christmas. I always enjoy that. I don't like trudging around in the snow as much as I used to, but at the end of the day, a white Christmas is a good thing. Barbecue Bob, you've got some beverage recipes we want to go through now.
That's
Break
right.
Them down, man.
That's right. Welcome back, and good job, Mr. Fongers. We are being produced by Brian Fongers, as always. We like to call the wizard of the big board. He makes us sound better than we really are. And that was little Dean Martin for Baby It's Cold Outside. I think, Mr. Fonger, you should see how many versions of that song there are so we can play the ever-loving snot out of it to make up for those idiots that won't play it.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of artists. There are a lot of artists that have recorded that over the years.
What is with that? Why would you ban that song?
Right. I don't get it.
I think I do, but I'm not going to get into it.
Okay. That'd be good.
Too political.
How about you get into some of this Dickens punch?
Yeah. It's on thegrillingguys.com. If you've never been to our site, I find that hard to believe, but some of you haven't. So go to thegrillingguys.com. And in the top right corner, you'll see a little search bar like most sites have. And just punch. You could do Christmas. You could put different keywords in there. And what you'll find is one of the things on there is Charles Dickens punch. And I found this years ago and made it for one of our events at home. And it was honestly just popular. I when I first heard it, I thought, yeah, I don't know. It's like a 150-year-old recipe. It's probably going to be janky or something.
Right.
No, it's really good.
They made good beverage back then,
oh,
too?
Oh, my, yes. So you can – I'm not going to bore you with the whole thing, but you got to prep for like 3 hours in advance because you got to peel three onions and you've got to –
Onions and a beverage?
I'm sorry. Did I say onions?
Yeah, you did.
Lemons.
Oh. There's a difference.
Where'd that come in?
Yeah.
You got to peel three lemons. I'm getting a reflection on the screen of my phone. I'm looking at our site to look at the recipe because I can't remember it. You use a sweet oil. You use just go to thegrillingguys.com. Oh, and I adjusted this recipe with one of my favorite rums.
Imagine that, Bob changing up somebody's recipe.
So I put Mount Gay Eclipse or Angostura 1919 for the rums. I didn't buy that Angostura. That's what they recommended. I like the Mount Gay rum, and I got to liking that because I hung out with a bunch of sailors, and if you're ever on a sailboat and they're drinking rum, that's the only rum a real sailor will ever buy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you have all these friends who buy the real popular Captain Morgans or whatever.
Right.
You won't find sailors drinking that stuff. It's trash.
Yeah. So we've all been to the holiday parties this season, and there's probably more to come. And, you know, you go to things, and it's a lot of the same old, and then every once in a while you get a taste of something. You're like, dang, that was pretty good. Well, I got a simple one because I was at one of those Christmas parties last weekend, and they called it a polar bear shot. And what it was, real simple, it was half peppermint schnapps and half cream de coco.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a minty and a chocolatey thing, but they were both ice cold. They pulled them out of the freezer, set the shot glasses up in a half of each in the shot glass, and, you know, they were really tasty.
Cream de coco?
Yeah, right.
They call that a peppermint patty also.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were calling it a polar bear shot because it was frozen, or, you know, the liquor wasn't frozen, but it was very, very cold. So that was kind of a cool one I enjoyed. And then, you know, this time of year, I was just sharing with Bob during the break, is I've got a beer fridge in my garage. I don't know if all you do or not. If you don't, you should get one because it's a wonderful thing for extra food and, of course, your beer. Well, it's been cold. It's in the garage. My garage is not heated, unlike the Nurmico estate that has heated garages. But so I leave a bottle of Evan Williams eggnog, which has a little bit of bourbon already mixed in it. You buy it at a liquor store or the big box or wherever you go, but just leave that on top of the fridge. And I come out to pull something out because if I'm cooking or doing something, I just reach up there and t- take the cap off that. Take a little pull. It's a little bit sweet. It's eggnog with bourbon in it, right? But it's a lazy man's because it comes in a bottle.
I don't know if that complies with your 12-step program.
What? No, because it's only eight steps. It's only eight steps from the kitchen out to the beer fridge if you position it right.
If you ever talk with Jop and you try and one-up him, you'll find that it's about impossible. He has a smart-aleck response for everything.
Hey, man.
And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's sweet.
I try to be nice most of the time. But it's the holidays, Bob. I love you, brother. Come on.
So here's another one. It's on the grillingguys.com. It's called Kentucky Eggnog. And
a lot like what I just talked about.
Yeah, it is. And my rule on stuff like that is I don't use the real good stuff.
Right.
I'm not going to go buy, an expensive bourbon to make
a Maker's Mark. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm going to stop it. You know, there's a wonderful secret in the bourbon world. And this is the only liquor these people make that I think is any worth a do. And that is Heavenly Hill makes a bourbon that's $12 a bottle.
Fifth, yeah.
And I'm here to tell you it's good enough to drink on ice.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a real Kentucky bourbon. It's not as fine as you might expect, but if you've got a bunch of people to feed, you can put it in your decanter and the bourbon decanter, and people will drink it, and they'll go, wow, that's not bad.
Right, yeah.
Or if you're going to mix it, if you see somebody mixing it, you know, by all means, don't put any good stuff in
there. Right, and if your brother-in-law is like my old brother-in-law, is that he'll drink anything you put out.
Right.
Just as long as he didn't have to bring it.
Right.
Right? So if it's there, it doesn't really matter. And you kind of, that's a good reason to maybe slide some of that stuff in that's not on your top shelf.
My son-in-law brings me up a bottle when he comes up from Tennessee each time, and I told him he doesn't have to anymore because we have it up here now.
Yeah.
But if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on thegrillingguys.com, and it is the weekend, a smoky weekend. It's a Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho weekend, and we celebrate everything Christmas. We have another one here that's really good, and it's called a Kentucky Eggnog. It's on thegrillingguys.com. You go under Kentucky Eggnog. Up in the search bar, you'll find it. And it takes a cup of bourbon, a cup of brandy, a cup of dark rum. We're off to a good start.
Right. Is there any eggnog in it?
vanilla bean.
Oh, there you go.
A whole nutmeg, which I keep in the house. If
you're grating your own nut,
yes,
right? You're
yes.
not taking the powder.
I keep the real
nutmegs. You're doing that.
Large cinnamon sticks and then chives. Now, don't get weird. Here's the deal with the eggnog. If you have a great store around you, they might carry a great milk called Hillhoff. He's been on the show.
Oh, yeah.
He came on when you weren't here once. And that's my old family friends, the Stratoffs. You've met Carl.
Oh,
he snuck up on you in the woods a few times.
Yep.
Took your scalp. Mm-hmm. His brother William has Hillhoff Farms, and they have the first organic dairy in Michigan. Well, they just came out with an eggnog that I'm stocking up on because my boys are big strapping dudes, and they will chug a half gallon each guy when they have a sitting.
Right.
Seriously.
Well, they love their nog, man.
They're freaks about eggnog. So Hillhoff makes one that will make you beg for buttermilk.
Right. Speaking about begging, this is the time of the year when you're going to be wanting to sport some warmer clothes. And if you are like Barbecue Bob and I, we enjoy some of the finer things when we have an opportunity to
Michigan
do it.
Michigan made.
That's right. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with the owner and proprietor of Stormy Cromer out of Northern Michigan. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in that
no
drink?
No cabs to be had.